Welcome back to another episode of Clash at the Roundtable. I'm your host, Ro. Let's go ahead and get into some stuff. Like, I got two topics. One is major and the other one is kind of minor. First topic is going to be this whole Josh Christopher and Jalen Green little video that was put out. So, for people that don't know, probably less than an hour, well, not an hour, but probably about a day ago or something like that, you know, it was a video leak of Josh and Jalen, you know, I don't know, and some other guy. The other guy was sitting on the bed watching, you know, Josh and Jalen basically, you know, well, Jalen basically fucked the shit out of Josh. But both of them, all of them had their clothes on, which, you know, the video is kind of like, kind of real suspectish, in my opinion. Like, you know, of course, like, that video's kind of been surfacing around, you know, Twitter, TikTok, and I'm quite sure it'll hit YouTube by now. But, you know, like, the thing is crazy, and, like, what makes it even more crazier, you know, apparently one of the people that's involved, aka Josh, asked the fan via TikTok, you know, to delete the video, like, really, please delete the video, because some fact, like, it was going around, and not only has it made its round, like, everybody is really, like, commenting on it, not even just commenting on it, making content about it, like, hey, yo, what's going on? But, as we all know, like, you know, with sports in general, not even just sports, but, like, hey, if those two is coming out the closet, come on out the closet. You know, hey, it's a new, I want to say a new day, new time, and all that other stuff. So it's like, hey, I mean, you know, I'm quite sure, you know, your family would accept them, will accept you, and, you know, and your teams. But any, with that in general, I would say this, like, because I don't, like, the video in itself is, like, real, real suspectish, you know, because, like, dude, I don't, like, I'm going to say this, like, for me, with my friends, I don't, we ain't playing no shit like that. I don't know if you were showing them examples, how you do shit, but, hey, I'm just trying to give the guys the benefit of the doubt. It really looks really, really bad, but, you know, on the other hand, you know, the Rockets did ship, I want to say, they shipped Josh off to another team, like, immediately when that video came out. So, like, that is, like, kind of like the downside. And I know soon, you know, the whole NBA season starts up, you know, because we already know those who are, you know, true NBA fans, we already know, I'd say roughly around about October-ish or late September, you know, they take their little team photos, you know, do interviews and stuff like that, aka the media day. And I guarantee you this story will pop up for Josh and Jalen, especially, you know, being that they are in the NBA and they are under contract. So I'm quite sure, you know, as of right now, a lot of people will come and ask them about, hey, what was up with that video? What was going on? And all that other stuff. Now, let's go ahead and get into the main topic. And that is ESPN, aka ABC, letting go roughly around 20 people. And is the crazy part about it, because, like, normally, you know, ESPN in general does let go, you know, talent from here and there. You know, and it's usually around this time of year where they start letting go of a couple of people here and there, you know. But it's not like it was back in the day. And the reason why I say that, because, like, you're letting go some marquee names. You know, like, your Jeff Van Gundy. Like, those who watch basketball, and, you know, we're going to refer to basketball real quick, knows, like, this man is, like, kind of like an iconic voice when we're talking about playoff basketball or even just basketball period as a whole when we refer to the NBA. And it's like, to see him go is like, that's kind of bad. Then you also add Jalen Rose, another, you know, player, former player, also, you know, been working with ESPN for a very long time and stuff like that. He's also let go. So that's telling us something right there. And then you also have Vince Carter, who recently retired and stuff like that from my understanding, he's not being brought back, so he's going to be a part of that cut as well. Then you have Max Kellinger, you know, and it's crazy because, like, he has his own show, you know, on ESPN, and they let him go. You also have Keyshawn. You also have Susie. Like, the list goes on. Like, you have a good chunk of people that is being let go or being fired, whatever you, well, really fired, you know, let's call it what it is, as being fired from ESPN. And you got some marquee names in that. Now, honestly, I feel like, and I don't, before I even much get to how I feel about this situation, I'll say this, like, ESPN, aka ABC, is roughly wrong in how, after they fire the people, to boost the morale of, you know, everybody in the company at ESPN, you know, we're going to throw them a pizza party. On-air pizza party. So, anybody that has ever been in management knows when you're trying to build a morale of the staff, first thing that's going to come to mind is, hey, let's go ahead and give these guys some pizza. Like, we're going to give them a pizza party and make it, hopefully, that this combines them and stuff like that. Makes them like, ah, yeah, we're working for, we're still working, and not only are we still working, but, you know, we still got our jobs. And not only do we still got our jobs, but, you know, we're boosting up morale. Honestly, that's the one of the most oldest tricks in the book when it comes down to companies, period, because I feel like, and seen, it has been a part of companies that has, like, hey, we're going to throw this pizza party. And if it doesn't really be a pizza party, it mainly be like, oh, well, we're going to get them, you know, donuts or something like that. But to produce, well, uplift the staff and stuff like that, the main go-to is a pizza party. So to see that on air, and it's like, dang, like, y'all really let go 20 people. And not only did you let go 20 people, two of those people that you let go, well, really, yeah, two of those people that you let go, and Vince Carter and Jalen Rose, y'all did it on a show that they were supposed to be on and stuff. So it's like, y'all threw a pizza party on the show that they normally work. So it's like, oh, wow, that is crazy. And not only is it crazy, but it's like, dang, bro, like, you gotta, like, if I'm probably Jalen or, you know, Vince, like, it's not the first job that they probably got fired for or let go, you know, hey, black, like, who had, and then I'll say this, it's not even much just a black and white thing, but hell, everybody done been fired before, so, like, I'm quite sure you know that firing feeling, but to see that on TV, well, not see it on TV where they say, hey, here goes your pink slip, but to actually, hey, man, I'm going to support my quote-unquote friends that I made there, you know, that is like family and stuff, to see them on the show that you normally work throwing a pizza party is like, oh, wow, ugh, it's kind of bad, you know, which I'm surprised that, you know, a lot more people didn't get cut. And I'll say this, like, when we look at ESPN, aka ABC, as a company, they're not really doing too good, especially on the sports side. Like, when we look at SportsCenter, like, most of the time, you're getting some type of political stance, and then they'll talk about sports and stuff like that. And not only do they talk about sports, but, you know, half the time, they're not really breaking the news and stuff like that. Like, we're in a different time frame. And reason why I said we're in a different time frame, because, like, you have social media. And not only do you have social media, but you have spaces like Twitter. Twitter is constantly breaking some type of news when it comes down to sports, whether it's somebody signing, like the whole Draymond, where he signed, you know, a 4-year extension, or Damian Lillard going on there saying, hey, I want to trade, You know, so it's like, it's people breaking stuff, and then you have people like, you know, Clash at the Round Table or other spaces, you know, that cover sports or even, you know, do their own take on sports that actually talk about sports, and they do a better job covering, you know, sports than, you know, ESPN. And let's be honest, like, don't get me wrong, like, some people do just like to hear sports. They don't want to hear, you know, your typical politics and stuff like that, or, you know, the whole, oh, this is the black and white thing, or, you know, shut up and dribble. They just want to listen on somebody's opinion about sports or watch sports. Like, let's be honest, like, when we talk about it, one of ESPN signed, well, ABC signed arguably one of the biggest, you know, I'll say biggest stars from YouTube and the Pat McAfee show. And when I say, like, dude was doing, numbers, like 32 million, you know, live stream, and that's throughout the live stream. You know, whether some people come in later on in it, you know, in the episode or at the beginning, like, he's literally putting numbers up there. And I feel like what makes him original, or what made him original, like, he could legit say what he wanted to, you know, online, you know, and have no filter, where people like, you know, I say Jalen or, you know, Keyshawn and stuff like that, like, they had to have a script, like, hey, this is what we want you to say. You cannot say X, Y, Z. Let's be real with you. When you're talking about companies, period, like, certain companies will have you, especially if you're on air, nah, we don't want you to go into that, or nah, that's not good for our looks and stuff and all that other good stuff, because of the simple fact people are paying money to the network. And when you're sponsored by the network or whatever the case may be, you kind of have to follow their rules. With people like Pat McAfee, or, you know, even Joe Budden, well, I wouldn't even say Joe Budden, because, like, Joe Budden, yeah, he could technically say what he wants, but he is underneath contract with, you know, Spotify and stuff. So it's like certain things he can't really go too far in depth with, you know, without somebody saying, hey, yeah, we're going to have to not have you talk about that. When you have productions that are independent, that has a free flowing of things, of saying, hey, this is what I want to say, I'm standing 10 toes down, I don't care if I lose a following, I don't care if I gain followers, I'm gonna, you know, make my content how I want to and stuff like that, and that's it. Now, don't get me wrong, like, when we look at Pat, 85 mil, yeah, anybody in a right mama, like, seriously, they offer you 85 mil to, you know, join ESPN or, you know, join some type of different network, of course, you're going to be like, yeah, I'm going, man. Censor me all day long, that's 85 mil, you know, and, like, I don't care if people say, oh, no, I want to sell myself. I want to sell myself. That's like selling yourself to the devil and stuff like that. Like, I want to be in control of my own stuff. I get it. But who is going to turn down 85 mil? Just saying. You know, so, like, I'm intrigued to see what ESPN does with Pat, you know. Because, like, you just let go a lot of people. Like I said, you let go a lot of people. And not only did you let go a lot of people, but I do feel like they made room for that massive contract, because they want to see if, hey, can Pat have the same success? And I'm not trying to make it all about, hey, this is the reason why ESPN did that, or, well, ABC did that, why they let go 20, you know, people for that Pat contract. Nah, like, not trying to make it, but, you know, I know how it's sounding, like, hey, yeah, this could be one of the reasons. Let's just be honest. when you have social media the way social media is today, everybody has information and everybody's breaking that information how they see fit. And at one point, ESPN was that leading sports, you know, show where it's like, well, network, where it's like, hey, if you want to find out anything when it comes down to sports, where a high school kid is going to commit to, what's going on when it comes out to the colleges, what's going on in the NFL, NBA, all that stuff. Like, anything that was sports, you knew you had to go to ESPN to see what was what, because that's how they was issuing it out. They was making things like, hey, this is how we, if you want your information, come here. You know, we're going to give you that information. And now that's not the case, you know, and I hope that those people that got let go, you know, most of them do have other things outside of ESPN, but, you know, hopefully it is strong enough where they land on their feet. Now, I would say if I'm, let's just say, NBA TV or a Fox Sports, I'm trying to get some of those people that was let go from ESPN, because, like, honestly, it was some good people. You know, one of those people that I didn't mention earlier was David Pollard from college football. Awesome guy. Awesome guy. And I do like a lot of his work, and not only do I like a lot of his work, but the man knows what he's talking about. So when you look at that, you put him on a Fox, you know, sports, boom, you have an insight that makes theirs a lot better than what it was. You know, like, honestly, who doesn't want to hear a take from a former player? And we'll look at TNT, where you have Shaq, you got Kenny, you got Charles, where for all former players, and not only are they former players, but they give good takes. They give their opinions of today's game, or, hey, this player is not really playing that good. And it's not they're saying, hey, we're going to diss this player just because. No, they're just giving you the insight of, like, hey, these are what these athletes are going through. And if you look at how, like I said, look how social media is now. You have multiple people like your Paul George. He has a podcast that is doing crazy numbers. You have Jalen Green. He's doing a podcast. You have, who else? Kevin Garnett. He has a podcast out. All the Smoke. They are former athletes. So it's like you have multiple shows, or not even just shows, but podcasts as well. Even YouTube channels are popping up where you have former athletes, you know, giving their take on today's sports, and not only just giving today's sports, but also just giving their take, period, on a lot of different subjects that you necessarily didn't hear from them, you know, when they was playing and stuff like that. Like, you can really, like, and I'll give you a prime example of a person that a lot of people has taken to over the last couple of years, and that is Shannon Sharp, a.k.a. Uncle Shay Shay. Now, we know that he's no longer on, you know, Undisputed. Now, I'm not saying Undisputed was a bad show or anything of that nature, but 5 times out of 10, a lot of people tune into that show for one person and one person only. We knew Skip was going to be biased, but we wanted to hear what Uncle Shay Shay had to say. And not only what he had to say, but what he was going to do. Point blank, period. And not only from that, he also created his own, you know, podcast, Club Shay Shay, and that one is doing numbers. Like, every time he puts out an episode, I tune into it. Like, I don't care who the guest is, you know, what their may or may not talk about, like, I tune into it faithfully. Like, that's one podcast that I really do tune into faithfully. And you just see the landscape of not just, you know, reporting, but how ESPN does not have a chokehold on delivering news anymore when it comes down to sports. And you can see why they made the cuts that they did in order to get, I want to say get, but, you know, you see why they made the cuts. And I'm quite sure sooner or later they're going to make more cuts. Like, only thing that they've really got going on that's really like, all right, hey, this is going to be what it is really Stephen A. And I don't think anytime soon that they're going to let Stephen A go. You know, most people are like, you know, you see Stephen A on damn near every show that ESPN puts out. Because they ain't got nobody. They banking on these young people to come in and do what these people that, like your Jalen, like your Vince Carter, like your David Pollard, or, you know, your Jeff Van Gundy. Like, they expect those younger people to replace those. And I get it. Sometimes you're going to have to look for that replacement. But you just let go a lot of faces to, you know, say, hey, this is justifiable. We need more viewerships. Because typically, you can go online and watch a chopped up, screwed up video. You know, you might not get all the information. You might not see everything. But, hey, I just want to get down to the nitty-gritty parts of, let me see what's going on in sports today. You know. But y'all continue to just be blessed. Have a blessed one. And be safe out there, man.